Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Friday, October 7th, 2011, the memorial of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and the house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebub that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions searching for rest, but finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. We remember Bishop Burns on his birthday. We pray not only for him as a person, but for him as the leader of our local church, as our bishop. We ask the special blessings of the Holy Spirit upon him this day as he finishes the retreat for bishops in the Philadelphia area. Our Lady of the Rosary, this wonderful gift we have in the Rosary. There's an old saying, maybe you even have the decal. It said, "A family that prays together stays together." At one point, there was a rosary society that sent out decals and you could stick them on your car or have them in your window. That was not my experience as a child. My mom faithfully prayed the rosary every night. We saw her do it, but she never invited us to do it with her for whatever reason. I think she was praying in French. I learned to really kind of pray the rosary as a high school student, and then took it up in college with Ernest, and just fell in love with meditating on the life of Jesus and Mary. And if we look at how our human mind works, we often emulate and become what we think about and what we say. We think about evil stuff, we slide into perdition. We think about holy stuff, we slide towards heaven. If you look at what the lives of the saints meditated on, right? They meditated on the life of Jesus and Mary in the rosary again and again and again. John Paul II had a long history of praying the rosary long before he became cardinal, long before he became pope. But as pope, he gave us 5 more decades of the rosary. And so his own life and ministry of praying the rosary every day, which was 15 decades, we kind of sneak out with just 5 and spread them out throughout the week. He said, I want to meditate on Jesus' life and ministry. And so we have the luminous mysteries. These are a huge gift in addition to the traditional joyful mysteries, sorrowful mysteries, and glorious mysteries. Now, it's been complicated. You know, I was in Lourdes this summer, and they had to add the luminous mysteries to the front of the building because the inside of the building with the 15 niches for each of the mysteries couldn't be rebuilt because it was a subterranean church built inside this mountain. And our own shrine is getting a rosary upgrade this summer or this fall, and they're going to dig out another niche to put the luminous mysteries in because we have 3 niches for the other 15 mysteries. Jesus is taunted, if you will, by the crowd, saying, you're no prophet. You're just the evil one driving out demons in the name of the evil one. Right? Because they didn't want to listen to him. They wanted to reject Jesus, and so they had to say that his power comes from Beelzebub. And I think this line that a house divided cannot stand is powerful. It hits us to the center of our being because we know it's true. A married couple divided cannot stand. Right? As they become warring parties in the home, the marriage just ends. Thankfully, right, for everyone involved. But how is it that they started to be divided? Well, I'd suggest it's because they failed to pray together. The crowd taunting Jesus doesn't want to pray with him, doesn't want to help him in his ministry of freeing people from demonic possession, from addictions, from maladies, right? Their own son or daughter might have been healed on the Sabbath and they'd have been angry. Because they were more about keeping the rules than about loving God. And by loving God, loving everyone that God has created. Today we celebrate with Our Lady of the Rosary. Might we learn, as we meditate on the lives of Jesus and Mary, to grow in holiness as they did. Right? When the Annunciation, Gabriel came to Mary, she didn't know what all of that meant, to become the mother of God. And she's like, let it be done. And that, yes, started all of salvation history. Might we say yes to daily prayer, especially together as a family?
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.